You know, we started with the week off just trying to teach our young guys about the preparation part. Went through a, you know, each day we kind of broke it down this past week. Normally you do that the third preseason game. I think we started the process last week, and I thought our players handled it really well. I was really excited about the energy we came out with in Chicago. I thought, you know, offensively, defensively, special teams got a turnover. It was really cool to see. So some really good play, some areas that we need to clean up, foolish penalties. You know, we saw them in practice, then we cleaned up in the game, and then they came up again. And we understand the environment we're in, and you know, but the ones that are under our control, we've got to take care of. But, you know, it was disappointing the finish that we had in the game. We'd like to came out with, you know, with a victory there. But I think we'll have tremendous growth that took place from it. Right now, I think we'll reevaluate in around a month or so to see where he's at. But he's not out for the season. Well, you know, the good thing is that Cam Bradfield stepped in last year and did a nice job at the tackle spot with the injury. And I would say that Cam started off in training camp playing solid. And but I think he's picked it up, and that'd be a great question for him, but he's picked it up the last week or so, gained confidence, and then he played pretty well last night. So we'll definitely have to bring other guys in to help because of that situation. But, you know, we feel confident with him. Yeah, I would say that Linder played really well. Linder played really well. You know, we have two spots. You know, we have Brewster played well, too. You know, if he the one thing, he cleaned up the snaps, and I know he had like 29 snaps or something, and 25 were really solid snaps. He had the false start, and there were some things like that that we can clean up, but definitely improved on his performance than the previous week. I don't know. I just felt like, you know, we were talking about getting in rhythm, and it felt like we had some success early. And it built off that. We had that critical third down, and we chatted through it to Marquise, and we made a play on it, and it just felt like confidence grew from that point. And, you know, to get some points, I think, right away, too, in the first drive. Because what I think the first three possessions we scored. So, you know, all those things are, you know, it felt better. And in the run game, I think we still only averaged 3-1 or something a carry, but it just felt different. You know, felt different. We had some explosive runs in there. And so I think those are signs. You know, I look at it and say, hey, we are on a race to maturity with our whole team. And you're saying, okay, Gus, specifically, though, the quarterback spot. I think the environment has allowed him to do some good things. And I think he's in an environment, in a place where his full attention is to truly working on some of his weaknesses. And we're seeing progress being made with that. That is the mindset we have with the whole team. I feel like Chad has made strides. But I think we feel so strongly about Chad right now, feel so good about the tempo. I do know that, you know, with Blake, he's had situations where he's been with the twos, and he's built confidence, hasn't seen a lot of different looks. I think it is situations, though, and I talked to Chad today about our whole philosophy is to get our rookies in with the ones. And I believe this week, you know, we've got to get that done this week where we get Blake with the ones this week to see, you know, just how he handles it. And you see, I think stories like Allen Hurns show up, you know, where Allen Hurns is a rookie. He plays with the ones and you said, hey, he's doing pretty good. And, you know, will he be a starter? Probably not. But if we had an injury, we would feel confident we understand what Allen Hurns is all about. He should be able to step in and play. And that's why we do it. And I think, you know what, we do that with majority of our guys, and I think it's important that we remain consistent, so therefore you'll see Blake get some reps with the ones. I think it's just the body of work, the experience. And that's not to say you can grow with, you know, Blake too and let him go through his experiences and can do well. But I just think that the team is really responding to both of them really well. But I just think that where Chad is at right now, and where our team is at, I think that's the best thing for us right now. And I think, you know, really we're seeing great improvement by Blake because of it. So we're just going to continue that. But you're right. I think let's talk about it. There's going to be some time, you know, that, you know, we have to take a look at this and see the direction we're going. But right now, that's not even a question in our mind.